This is a replay of the Tuesday night, November 26th WGN show. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call. I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings, and unless sports preempt us, that's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593, my toll-free number from OneVoip for the best customer service. It's OneVoip. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe, it's the Raleigh James Show.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. 3 hours to spend together, and like I say, I'm pleading for you to break the tie. I'm not going to announce the records that are involved in it, but it's a lot of them. And we've got a definite eight so far that are going to be the top eight. But then for 9 and 10, we've got this mega tie. And I need you to break it, otherwise it'll be a lot more than the top 10 worst hit records on Thursday night. Yes, Thursday night, while you are eating your turkey, we'll be playing your turkeys. It will be the results of the 2024 poll of the world's worst hit records as voted on by you. And the deal is it can be pretty much anything as long as it's a hit. Any genre, any decade, doesn't matter, but it has to be a national hit. So that's the deal. Whatever you're doing, stop and try and break the tie. Now, by tomorrow night, if it's still an excessive tie, I might have to list the titles. That's right. See how you do about unfolding them so we get at least close to a top 10 rather than a top 27. All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. So I was just reading an article about Americans, of course, who are now viewing, 78% of Americans are viewing fast food as a luxury. Okay, I can almost believe that. That's not the part. They're talking about how the cost of eating out has jumped 7.5% in 2022 and 4.8% year over year. And then the next sentence is what floored me. And that's even as inflation has fallen below 3%. And I say to myself, do you know of anything that's gone down in price or even stayed the same to inflation's gone down to below 3%? Yeah, well, everything's going up more than that as far as I'm concerned. And the latest I've heard is now egg prices. Yeah, in case you were wondering. And the deal with egg prices is avian flu. And the holidays, of course, demand. And so it's been a two-year rise in egg prices. And now with the spike in avian flu and the approaching holiday season, it's getting downright pricey. How far? This is one of those figures that just makes your head spin. Egg prices rose last month in October 30.4% since the prior year, 2023. Yeah, and now I think you go to your recipes and say, what can we substitute? And God knows I'm not the person to ask about that. But the holidays, you know, we think of always the highest retail sales season. We don't normally think that it will also be eggs, but apparently it is, with the amount of baking and cooking and entertaining, extra eggs. So the American Egg Board is releasing this information. And of course, with avian flu, the supply is down. So of course, the price will go up even higher. And so apparently, the avian flu problem has been plaguing farmers since January of 2022. And 108 million birds went the way of all flesh, and they weren't eaten. All right, 75 million of those were layers, you know, chickens laying eggs, according to the Farm Bureau, which has impacted the supply. And so 30.4%, yeah, that really does make you wonder, doesn't it? I know, it's like, come up with something happy. Well, I guess it was momentarily happy for the family that gathered around the crematorium to say goodbye to their final loved one until he woke up. And yes, once again, we have another story about a dead patient waking up, this time right before he goes into the funeral pyre. And this happened in India, by the way. 25-year-old declared dead, about to be cremated. They prepped him for cremation. He's about to be rolled in, or however it works. And witnesses notice this guy's alive. And one of the problems was the patient was deaf and mute. So it wasn't a situation where he could say, hey, buddy, I'm alive. But there were symptoms, you know, like breathing. And so it was that that they noticed that just before they were about to incinerate him. And so due to the fact that he was alive, they rushed him back to the hospital. And all the stress, he died the next morning. So the deal was, apparently he had had an epileptic seizure and was declared dead after he flatlined while doctors in the hospital were performing CPR. And rather than do anything extraordinary or wait a couple minutes, they just said, wrap him up. And so it was. So that's the deal now. Three doctors have been suspended. Yes, the ones who declared him dead. And the government's looking into ways to avoid this in the future. All right. Meanwhile, the family say, it was nothing short of a miracle. Well, yeah, or disaster, depending on how you look at it. So 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh, on this, the 26th of November. And I've noticed, I was driving around a lot because went back to the other studio today, not that many cars on the roads, as at least I expected it. Now, I expect tomorrow and Thanksgiving will be Mungo Car Day. But what I did notice is that the grocery store parking lots were just jam-packed. So people were going at least short distances. But long distances, no, it was a relatively smooth sailing so far, at least where I am. Now, meantime, we know that Mercury is retrograde. Yes, officially retrograde. That happened yesterday. Yeah, that's right. It seems so long ago now, but that was Monday. And so it is that it will remain retrograde until December 15th, but it won't wind up back to where it was before any of this apparent retrograde motion was in play until the end of the year. But now through the 31st or so, through December 15th, I'm sorry, you might want to take that into consideration if you believe in any of that. All right, so yesterday was shopping reminder day, as if you needed any. Today was cake day. I don't know how that's going to be celebrated, especially with the cost of eggs. And of course, Thursday, I don't have to tell you, at least in the USA, Thanksgiving. And supposedly the most traveled day. I guess we'll see this year. I'm sure there's going to be all sorts of stories. 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh on WGN Radio.
People are talking, telling me that you're untrue. I wonder why they keep telling me what I should do. For what I don't know won't hurt me. It can't break my heart in two. What I don't know won't hurt me. All that I know is that I'm so in love with you. They're trying to hurt me. They want to see tears in my ignore them, believe that they're telling me lies. What I don't know won't hurt me. It can't break my heart in two. What I don't know won't hurt me. All that I know is that I'm so in love with you. I can't imagine
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. That's the Essex. Yeah, Anita Humes, her very distinctive voice. And that's the flip side of A Walking Miracle. I told Fran I would play that for her. What I Don't Know Won't Hurt Me, 1963. It was a Hugo and Luigi record. They didn't produce it. Henry Glover produced it, but Hugo and Luigi wrote it, and that was when they were working for Moish Levy. Now, what's interesting, if you look at the writer's credits, you do see Hugo, you do see Luigi, you also see Moish Levy, right? And someone else as far as that goes. But I thought it was a terrific flip side. So there you have that. 888-876-5593-8888-ROLLYE if it's on your mind. And again, please, whatever you do, vote on the world's worst hit record so we can break this ridiculous tie that is out there. You know, had a lot of votes this year, but and I will say I don't want to speak too fast because things could change between now and tomorrow night. And of course, I don't want to reveal any outcomes. However, I'm very surprised by what appears not to be making the list this year. So we'll see. So you see a number of articles on recalls, pretty much everything. And in some ways, it's going to be a great diet aid when you think about it, because after a while, you're not going to be willing to eat anything. And I can relate. But a nationwide E. coli outbreak linked to ground beef, and over 160,000 pounds of meat, the CDC says, but it's not just ground meat. It is a whole host of things. So, like I say, you won't be eating. It's 70,000 pounds of chicken, pork, beef, listeria. So, yeah. So, you know, if you don't E. coli, maybe you'll go with listeria. Who knows? Or maybe you just won't eat. So 888-876-5593. If you're thinking about a solution, I want to hear it. But on top of all of that, equal opportunity poisoning dog treat recall. And this impacts Illinois, as well as Texas and Florida, and I think over 16 states from Salmonella. And what was the deal there? Well, came out of Chicago. Carolina Prime Pet issued a recall for 16-ounce bags of Hollywood Feed Carolina-made chicken chips. Illinois, Texas, Florida. And it's, what does it have? It has salmonella. All right. So they have information about which bags. In case you have any of this, I think it's 2005132 4L2, and at expiration date, this is probably the thing to remember because you're not going to remember that number, and that would be November 13th, 2025. And the thing is that you're not likely to have this at home unless you are shopping at specialty stores because they're sold at Hollywood Feed stores, but also online. And third-party testing discovered contamination in the product, and no illnesses so far. No pets have been harmed. But if you're noticing a lot of lethargy and diarrhea or fever or vomiting, and yes, what I thought was most interesting about this recall, though, is it of course explained all the symptoms in dogs, and then they said humans could experience symptoms such as nausea, abdominal. I'm thinking humans, are they eating it? All right, Hollywood Feed Carolina-made chicken chips. Proudly sourced and made in the USA. 100% natural. All right, there you have it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. All right, Elaine in Oak Forest. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey. Hi, Raleigh.
Thanks for calling.
Oh, I never realized there were so many awful hits.
You know, I hate to say it, but I think most of them, it really does make me wonder.
Okay, I've got six of them here.
Good.
For you.
I'm ready.
My number one, when I hear the lyrics, I just cringe. You're having my baby.
All right.
Okay, and I Am Woman.
Yes, Hear Me Roar.
Delta Dawn.
Ah, yes. All right.
You Light Up My Life.
Ah, a perennial favorite, yes, or not.
Okay. Winchester Cathedral.
All right, New Vaudeville Band, all right.
And Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Of course, yes. What would life be without Tiny Tim? You're so... those are a wonderful six-pack. I'm so glad you shared them.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, bye-bye.
Yeah, I don't know if we've had any other Delta Dawns this year. That might be a first. I'd have to thoroughly consult the list that Carol compiles. And in fact, she's not only keeping me honest, she's sacrificing Thanksgiving this year to make sure that I can count. And yeah, because it is questionable. And like I say, I don't know what we're going to do if we can't break the tie. That will be a problem. Because it's only a three-hour show, and I can't imagine playing 3 hours of absolute dog records. But again, the beauty of the world's worst hit records, and the thing to remember, is that this is not a put-down on anyone, because anything that is that big a hit, this artist made money on that record. In fact, in many cases, it's a signature song. So they're laughing all the way to the bank. You know, I wouldn't presume to ever do this on records that flopped, because, you know, somebody's heart and soul went into that. It did absolutely nothing. I'm not about to rain on their parade in any way, shape, or form. But the hits, that's fair game. They're making a fortune from torturing us. But again, for every song that we absolutely hate, people went out and bought it. And, you know, in some cases, it's absolutely understandable. But then, of course, Tiny Tim. Did anybody buy Tiptoe Through the Tulips because they thought it was a great record? I mean, maybe Miss Vicky, I don't know. Were his long-suffering wife, were still trying to find anybody who actually liked it. But I've yet to do that. But so I do wonder about Tiptoe Through the Tulips. You're Having My Baby, even when it came out in 1975, not only are the lyrics offensive to many people, and there have, of course, been plenty of parodies. Dr. Demento had a lot of fun with that. But the song itself is just terrible. And yet, we're talking a million seller. So you just don't know. Yeah. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh. The thing with Delta Dawn, usually Helen Reddy gets the credit for that turkey. But the first version was, of course, Tanya Tucker when she was all of about 13. And interesting choice, to say the least. All right. So what else do we have going on? I mean, if it has to be a three-hour monologue, it will. I wasn't really prepared to do that, but don't think I'll run out of things to talk about. There's always something. Of course, we pledge to keep it non-political for all the reasons in the world, and I do that. And of course, lately, though, most conversations, I'll admit it, are centered around politics. But they won't be on this particular show, unless the ICBMs actually crest the poll and we turn to the news directly, but I'm not foreseeing that, at least not tonight. Right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. So what else do we have? Yeah, plenty of lawsuits, and some of them corporate to corporate, things of that nature. But it was also interesting to see some of the fallout from the recent weather, you know, the cyclone bomb that hit Seattle. Well, this one turns out not to be weather, but the second undersea cable, this one I think near Germany, cut. And they're thinking vandalism, but also weather's been playing havoc with a lot of things as well. So, you know, this feeds into the conspiratorial side of me that, you know, each time there's an internet glitch, I'm like, oh my God, it started. Yeah. So I'll try to stay away from that and every other conspiracy I can think about and talk about what's on your mind, which hopefully is a happy thing. After all, Thanksgiving is just 2 days away. Can't you wait to sit there and eat with your family? All right, maybe not. And that's why we have the world's worst hit record results, so that we can play turkeys rather than just eat with them, with turkeys. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
I have 10 more turkeys for you.
Oh, my God.
You may not be cooking them, but boy, can you play them.
All right, let me hear them all. I want to know.
Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
Okay.
Chlamydia.
What?
Chlamydia.
You mean candida? You've got the wrong social disease.
Wrong disease.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I have to recover. We'll pick it up there on WGN Radio.
Well, since she put me down, I've been up doing in my head. I come in late at night, and in the morning I just lay in bed. But Ronnie, you look so
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Well, Ruth and Gurney had requested it. I was just looking it up to make sure it was 1965. I know it was on Capitol, but wanted to confirm the year. And yes, it was 1965. But the funniest thing, when I went to discos.com, which is my favorite site for that, that and 45cat.com. But anyhow, I look, and here we are. Help Me Rhonda. Big hit, right? 296 copies available from 20 cents. Worth every penny. Yeah, that tells you all you need to know. But I had to laugh, because we'll get back to Donna in a second, because I never really liked Help Me, Rhonda, but when the whole fad about everybody talking about misheard lyrics came up, that was one of my favorites. Since You Put Me Down, there's been owls puking in my bed. And would have improved the song immeasurably, I do think. All right, so Donna, we're back to you, and I believe you voted for Candida.
I did, yes.
All right.
I hope you picked yourself up off the floor.
Oh, it was hilarious. I was thinking, I wonder what the lyrics would be to Chlamydia. Yeah.
I don't want to even think about it. It would be very uncomfortable.
So what else you got for me?
Don Cashane.
Okay, good deal. Miss Wayne Newton.
They're coming to take me away.
Oh, yes, Napoleon the 14th. Remember when you ran away and I got down and... Yes, all right, very good.
Red Roses for a Blue Lady.
Oh, the Vic Dana version or what?
I thought it was Wayne Newton.
Well, that's one of those songs that everyone... Wayne Newton's done it. I think the first quote unquote hit was Vic Dana, but I'll be happy to go with Wayne Newton. And like I say, everybody, Burt Kaempfert had an instrumental version, but we'll go with
Herb Alpert also did it.
Yeah, that's painful, isn't it? I don't taking leave of his senses again. All right, so we'll go with Wayne Newton on that one too.
Thank you. I can see for miles.
Okay.
I think I love you.
Oh God! All right.
Bang, bang.
All right.
Something Stupid.
All right.
Winchester Cathedral.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And Dang Me.
They ought to tape her over and hang me. All right, Dang Me it is. All right, fine choices, one and all. I appreciate it.
You have a good evening.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's hilarious. All right, well, okay. It was strange enough when it was Candida, but it just got worse. All right, so we have Marlo in Jackson, who hasn't called in a while. How are you, Marlo?
I'm doing good, Raleigh. How you doing tonight?
Can't complain. And how's Mona Lisa?
She's doing fine. She said she was going to call you tonight.
Ah.
She got out of her school of dancing real late, but she was talking about you today.
Well, give her my best.
I sure will.
So what's happening?
Last night you was talking about, was it Eddie Floyd?
Yes. Yes.
Did I hear you say, my radio kind of went out. Did you say he passed away?
No. This was the concert he had done, if you remember. It was Steve Cropper and Duck Dunn and Eddie Floyd. The three of them were doing the concert.
Right.
And I went to see them in, of all places, Park City, Utah, at a high school auditorium. The sound was just horrendous. But shortly after that concert, they went over to Japan, actually, and they were they were doing double shows, and right after the fifth double show, Duck Dunn died, and 70 years old. Eddie is still with us, amazingly.
Right, I know that my radio faded back when you got Duck Dunn. Okay, that's what it was.
No, believe me, if Eddie was gone, we'd be playing a lot of Eddie Floyd.
I know that's right.
Yeah.
And you were speaking of Wayne Jackson and Andrew Love.
Yes, the Memphis Horns, you betcha. And Wayne Jackson would have turned 83 Sunday.
Right.
And Andrew Love would have been 83 last Thursday.
Right, it was a good friend of ours. A lot of times when we go to, I'm telling you about Wayne Jackson, what kind of man he was beside a great trumpet player.
Yeah.
So every time we go to Memphis at the recording studio, we the Jacksonians at the time before we come to the Nearing Company.
Right.
And he would take us out to eat at the recording section.
Oh, nice.
And one of those sections, we went to this restaurant, and the people treated us so bad.
Oh, God.
Act like they didn't want to take our orders, chucking our forks.
Oh.
And Wayne Jackson was with us.
Uh-huh.
He stood up in that restaurant and said, "Y'all keep acting like this, I'm going by this place and fire everybody in here."
I love
it. Treat these guys. Yeah, he said, "Y'all treat these guys like they want to be treated. Do not do that."
That's great.
And the restaurant was full, and he got up and said that. He said, I fire everybody in here and buy this restaurant.
That's great. I love it.
Yeah, that's the kind of man he was. He was a good guy, Wayne Jackson.
Yeah, and sadly, it's almost 10 years now. He had congestive heart failure. Yeah.
And wound up, the people gave our food free and apologized because of what Wayne Jackson did.
All right, I love it. That's great.
Sure dig it. And I was just letting you know that go with my heart forever what he did.
Absolutely.
I never forget him.
Yeah. Nice tribute, mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, it always stick with me, and he was a great guy.
Yeah.
All of them was because they used to come over. My mother used to cook, and they liked my mother cooking after succession they used to do here, and they come over there and eat. They love my mother cooking.
Yeah.
Good story. I mean, the food was good back then. It wasn't contaminated like it is now.
God, I know. Isn't that the truth? I mean, we have so much progress, but our food supply seems to just be deteriorating by the story. Yeah.
Well, see, people used to plant their own food. When we were coming up, a horse used to come to town selling vegetables. We have our own garden and different things like that. But now, most of all, that's gone.
Yes, and it's a real shame. It's a real, real shame. Yeah, and even if you don't grow your own, and it's much better when you do, but at least things used to be made from scratch. So you knew exactly what the ingredients were that you were putting in it. Now it's clueless. You know, you read the ingredients on some of these prepared meals, like the TB dinners, you know, the frozen foods, and you can't pronounce half of these words. And, you know, I don't like eating things I can't say.
I mean, you surprised. I mean, all that they put in there, though, all them ingredients on the back of that.
Yeah.
I mean, wow, what are you eating?
Right. Because very little of it resembles food.
That's true.
I know. You look at some of that and you say, are they describing the packaging? Because it doesn't seem to be that's what I'm eating, but unfortunately it is.
Right. Just like those butterball turkey sausages. I mean, they called them back in a few months ago.
Oh, yeah.
You know? And I love those, but hey, it is what it is. You got to be careful. Like old folks used to tell us, you got to watch as well as pray.
Well, it's true. And unfortunately, like with the turkeys, you know, the only way to get around it usually is like to buy organic. And the prices are outrageous when you do that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they just making up a price. We're going to charge you for this. You want it, buy it. You don't, hey. But hey, you wind up getting it. So you don't want it, you don't have to get it. But people still buy it, you know.
Well, sure. Sure.
So, dude. But I was thinking about Wayne Jackson when you mentioned his name last night. My heart go out to the guy. He was a super guy.
All
of them was. You know, we recorded with them, you know, a lot of times. So.
Oh, yeah.
He did that for us, and I really appreciate what he did.
No, that's terrific. Yeah, and Andrew Love, also in the Memphis Horns. And sadly, he died of Alzheimer's. He was only 70.
Yeah.
So just,
sad. Yeah. I remember the last session I did with the Memphis Horns, it was me, him, and Collins.
Okay.
The one was in the airplane. Yeah, we did a session together. We had a song out called Sassy.
Ah.
And us three did the horn section on there.
I got it. Was it released by the Jacksonians or Lanier and Company?
Lanier and Company.
Okay.
Song, yeah, Lanier and Company, Sassy.
Okay, I'm going to look for
Willie Mitchell produced it. Yeah, Willie Mitchell produced it.
Oh, yeah. High Records, you betcha. Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, sure did. Yep.
I'll look for that.
Had a good time in those days. Okay. Yeah, do that.
Well,
yeah,
good.
Fast.
Good. Thank you for calling, and I hope you and Mona Lisa and everybody else have a wonderful Thanksgiving.
She just loved you today. I said, why are you talking about Roll all the time? Call. I'm going to call her tonight. But, you know, she's going to do a Christmas parade with her kids. So
well, right. And you get busy, and it's later. I more than understand it.
Yeah. Okay. She ain't forgot about you, though. She loves you to death, good.
All right. Well, good deal. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
All right,
yeah,
so
bye-bye.
Jackson, Tennessee checks in with Marlo. All right, so I'm going to look for that Sassy. All right, so 888-876-5593 would be 8888-Raleigh. And before we get back to it, since the holidays are upon us, it's like a fungus, looking for the perfect gift this season? I'm serious about this. It's not a joke. All right. Tune into the holidays with the gift of the love of radio. And I know if you listen to this show, you love radio. And I'll tell you what, Sea Crane Company has just the perfect thing for pretty much everybody on your Christmas list. But more to the point, they've got something just for you. Because, you know, when Bob Crane started this company, it was because he was disgusted with the reception and the current radios of the day and said, I can do better. And every one of his radios, the hallmark is they just have unbeatable reception, AM and FM. But there are so many other features. And one of the neat radios, the CC Skywave Radio 2, which is a wonderful solution if you're worried about unexpected extreme weather or power outages, things like that. The CC Skywave Radio 2 is terrific. It also, of course, has the weather band and has a distinctive alarm that alerts you when NOAA issues warnings. So even if you're not listening, you'll get advance notice of potential problems. Superior reception, clear audio, AM, FM, and shortwave. And that's really neat, too. And of course, right now, with all that's going on in the high solar activity, you know, days, really this year, next year, last year, you can get excellent reception on shortwave, hear things you otherwise weren't. It's ideal for travel, too, because it's got the aviation band, allowing you to listen to nearby pilots or air traffic controllers. And it works on a couple of AA batteries for up to 70 hours, which makes it a terrific travel radio. Yeah, you can very lightweight and small, looks good. In fact, if you go to ccradio.com, you can look at the CC Skywave Radio 2. But if you can't go online, they've got the best customer service. Call them at 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE. They'll answer all your questions. They'll mail you a hard copy of the catalog if you want it, or they'll take your order right over the phone. And I'll tell you what, the satisfaction guarantee extended through February. So if you're thinking of giving it as a gift and the recipient says, nah, not my stuff, can't believe it, but it can happen, well, you are covered. So that that satisfaction guarantee continues. So a perfect gift for the holiday season, and a great gift for you, too. The CC Skywave Radio 2, you tell them Raleigh sent you from WGN Radio. Delphonics member Willie Hart wrote that You've Been Untrue. It's early Delphonics, actually, 1967 on Cameo. And that was a request for Natalie in Millville, who's listening, and I appreciate it, Natalie. So, yeah, early Delphonics and a wonderful song it was. So, yeah. All right, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And I was looking for something else on that record, but now it's not coming to mind. All right. Well, it was nice to hear anyway. So we've got Fran, and Fran is in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. Well, the only thing I could think of for a song about chlamydia would be...
Oh, God.
I hate to sing on the phone, but I'll do it just for this. Chlamydia, I wish I could get rid of ya. That's about as far as I've gotten with it.
I love it. I love it. Well, you know, there'll probably be a commercial for some cure for it on TV next week, right?
Most likely. But I thank you, Donna, for that. That was the biggest laugh I think I've had all week. Oh, man.
Yeah. Exactly.
I'm trying to, I overindulged in barbecue tonight, so I'm paying for it now, but it was so good.
It was just worth it, wasn't it?
Yeah, because we haven't done that in a while. I said, the heck with the price, I don't care, we haven't done anything like this in a long time.
Yeah.
We're going to get barbecue, and it was really good. And
let's talk about this. Barbecue covers so many different meats. Did you have any brisket?
Yes, of course.
Oh, see, that Austin barbecue brisket, they're famous for it, and, you know, the whole hill country, it's just the best.
Yeah. It is, yes. There's a place, it's in the grocery store, the H-E-B grocery store near my house, and it's True Texas Barbecue.
Oh.
And they have this thing called Burnt Ends.
Yes, I know. I know all about them.
I figured you probably did.
Yes, they're so flavorful. Yes, they're marvelous.
We had to get some burnt ends, and we had to get some regular brisket, and we had to get some sausage. And
right. And the baked beans. You didn't forget the beans, did you?
I didn't get the beans because I'm not much of a bean lover, but Gary likes the beans. So he got the beans and I got potato salad.
All right. Well, potato salad is good too, but I'm kind of with Gary on those beans. But absolutely. It's, it's worth, however bad you're feeling, it was worth it.
Yeah. So now I'm sitting here drinking ginger ale and going, why me?
Well, yeah, like those Alka-Seltzer commercials, I can't believe I ate the whole thing.
Ate the whole thing. You know, it's funny because I said that to somebody the other day, and I say these commercials to people, and I think they know what I'm talking about. And they look at me like, huh?
No. You really need to card them first. Find out the ages you're involved with, because no.
Yeah. Of course, my mother used to do one about something called Kelso.
Oh, God.
And it was, I ate too much, I ate too fast. Uh-oh, I need Kelso.
Yeah. Oh, man. Whatever happened to that product?
I don't know, but I guess it got replaced with Alka-Seltzer or something.
It was obviously from the name of it, calcium carbonate. I mean, it's going to be the same thing as Tums, but I remember that too, and I have not heard that name in years. That's interesting.
And once in a while still, I will say, oh, God, I ate too much, I ate too fast, uh-oh, I need Kelso.
Right. Yeah, that's so funny. I wonder.
And then I said to somebody a while back, oh, Mamma Mia, that's a spicy meatball.
Right.
What?
<Yeah. laughs> Oh, I know. Forget about it. No, it doesn't work. Don't refer to the Metrical for lunch bunch either. Yes.
Oh, my God, no. Anyway, I have some more songs.
Okay.
Stairway to Heaven.
Now, I assume we're talking Led Zeppelin and not Neil Sedaka.
Yeah, no, we're talking Led Zeppelin. I like the Neil Sedaka one.
Yeah, that was another case where I should have listened before I said when I had to play these records. Yeah, Led Zeppelin's redoing Neil Sedaka. You know,
not far from it. Of course, I like Stairway to Gilligan's Island.
Oh, of course, yes. I play that fairly regularly. Yes.
And let's see, Lipstick on Your Collar.
Okay. Yes, Connie Francis.
And Paper Roses.
Oh, now are we talking the Marie Osmond or the Anita Bryant?
I'll go with the Anita Bryant. I don't like either one of them, but I'll go with the Anita Bryant.
All right.
On principle, I guess, or something.
Yeah, I understand that. Yes, absolutely. All right. Yes.
And there were a couple, I'm trying to think of a couple of ones that Donna said that I wanted to, but I can't think of them. I don't think I put in my vote for Tiptoe Through the Tulips.
So we'll add you to that. Yes.
Yeah. And Seasons in the Sun.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. We had joy, we had fun, we had seasons in the sun, but I won't be happy until the song is all done.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. Yes, 100% I agree.
I kind of didn't mind the Kingston Trio version of it as much, but...
Well, because you expect that from them.
Yeah, yeah. let's see. Oh, gosh. I was trying to think of the... you really turned me on. I can't.
Oh, Ian Whitcomb. Okay, yes. We're not sure what he's hyperventilating over.
Exactly. I wasn't sure if that was exact name title of it or not. Yeah, that's the one.
Ian Whitcomb. Yeah, he was a part-time disc jockey on KRLA too. It was painful. But
oh my God, I don't remember him.
Yeah, with his British accent. Yeah, well, it was, you know, while they were all British Invasion all the time. So.
Yeah, I was around them then.
Yeah, he did a weekend shift. Yeah, I don't know how you missed it. I'll see if I can find anything on it. The news is here. If you think of more, call me back.
All right.
All right, bye. Thanks. Appreciate it. Yes, and everything stops for the news on WGN Radio.
Do, 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 cowbell, 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 do.
As I walk through this world, nothing can stop a duke of earth. And you are my girl, and no one can hurt you. Oh no, yes I Duchess of Earth. We'll walk through.
It was James on the South Side who requested that. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. That, of course, is Gene Chandler, though actually in the recording it was the Duques with Jane Chandler singing, but the Duques were pretty surprised when the record came out and just said Gene Chandler. And known for it for sure, built an entire career around it, and a great one too. I love Gene Chandler. And so that was 1961, and that's for James. Yeah, Bunky Shepherd produced that. All right, James, hope you liked it. Now, 888-876-5593, 8888. Raleigh, Eduardo is in Tampa. What's up tonight, Eduardo?
Yeah, Raleigh. Oh, let me give you the two songs I got.
Good, good. What do you got?
Fleetwood Mac, Everywhere, and then Van Halen, Jump.
All right.
Since I'm a Sox fan, because that used to be a club song.
Okay. All
right. And WGN, yeah.
Very good.
I got a good story here. Over here in Pasco County, so there's a sixth grader, Kaylee Burke. She teamed up with a Robert, owner of a smoking barbecue, and her dad contributed $50,000 for turkey giveaways. So I thought it was a pretty good story.
Yeah,
they've been doing a lot of the giveaways over here in Tampa, and I'm sure across the nation too, with people who were impacted by, you know, weather over here with hurricanes. So
sure.
That is a great story to hear.
Well, you know, it's interesting, of course, because traditionally around Christmas time, the turkey giveaways were huge everywhere. And I don't think there was a radio station that didn't have a turkey trot or some other contest where somebody would win a turkey.
Okay.
And when we first had the radio stations, we gave away turkeys too. But what we discovered was there was less and less interest in them as the years went on. You know, before people clamored for them, and suddenly nothing. And we had another promotion which gave you $100 in groceries. And, like, nobody was really interested. Yet, if you'd give a $25 certificate for dinner for two at a Mexican restaurant, everybody jumped for it. And I thought to myself, what's going on? And that's when I realized I was the idiot here, because just about everybody in need was on EBT, and they could buy their own darn turkeys. And so suddenly they weren't so interested
right.
in winning them, and they didn't care about the groceries. It took me a while to figure that out. So, yes.
Yeah. So, and I did hear that story about the eggs because of the avian flu. So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's not to say that free turkeys aren't still a big, you know, big commerce around Thanksgiving. I think there was a church in Tampa that was literally giving away thousands of them.
Yeah. So, although, you know, you got to wonder, how did they, I mean, not to be like a smartass, like, I'm sure there's one or two that are in that caravan where they not be down on their luck and they're just going there just to get a freebie.
Well, you know, I don't know. I haven't seen that very much. There have been times when we've gone to Thanksgiving dinners that are put on by a church or whatever, and there's no charge, but they'll take donations. And I know in every case, I didn't see anybody just wolfing down the food who could afford to give a donation who didn't. You know, so I think people might be a little more honest than that about it.
I hope so, yeah.
Yeah, and I think so. But as I say, it's less of a need than it was because of so much, you know, food stamps, EBT, all that. But at the same time, still, I think that one Tampa church was giving away thousands of them. And then I saw an article about a Tampa law firm that was giving away turkeys, if you're ready for that.
I saw that, yeah. I saw that on the local news, yes.
Yeah,
I did.
So, and of course, it was more poignant this year because of Hurricanes Helene and Milton, obviously. And so, yesterday, Pendus Law did that. They gave away turkeys. And so, I think it's
good.
Great.
You reminded me about that. Yeah, I remember seeing that. I remember the name now. Yeah, Pendus Law. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. So no catch, and it was first come, first serve, one turkey to family. But you know, I know they had a location in Clearwater, and they had one in Tampa as well. So I think on MLK Boulevard. But anyhow, yeah, it was a good giveaway, and I think it's terrific.
Yeah, well, that's good to see that people out there, you know, helping out.
Well, they weren't the only ones. Perenick, a fifth annual turkey giveaway for Perenick Law, and that was yesterday morning as well. So, you know, there are a few companies that do it. And sure, it's a good publicity gimmick. But for the most part, I think that it really is well-intentioned. And they do not really, you know, you don't have to prove that you need the turkey. It's first come, first serve, one per family. And sure, I think it's great.
Right.
So, yeah.
Great story to hear. And that's good to see young people that are getting involved in the volunteers and like that.
Absolutely.
Helping out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess the little girl in Pasco County, they donated 500 turkeys. And so was Robert Smokin' Barbecue, I think. And good for them. So she was in the sixth grade, and she's the one who wanted to do this. And so, indeed, thank God her grandparents and all had the means. And so they identified, and I thought this was interesting, they identified 500 families affected by the hurricanes who needed the turkeys. So they did a little research, and I'm sure there was a learning experience as well. And if they couldn't come and pick up the turkeys, they were delivered. And
they could deliver them, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good for her, yeah. Hopefully there'll be more people like that.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You betcha. All right.
All right, I'll let you go to the next one. Maybe I'll call tomorrow.
I hope so. Thanks.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, have a good evening.
And, of course, we are live on Thanksgiving night. That's right. That's when we unveil the top 10 World's Worst Hit Records. But if this tie doesn't break, it might be the top 24 or what have you. All right, Valerie in Warrenville, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello. I've got two pages worth of names.
Oh, my God. Somehow I knew I could count on you. So let's go, Valerie.
Yeah. All right. So page one is King Tut by Steve Martin.
Okay.
Bologna by Weird Al.
Okay. My Bologna.
Chupacabra.
Okay. Chupacabra, okay.
It's So Fine.
Okay.
Born to Be a Woman.
Born a Sandy Posey. Okay. All right.
Run, Joey, Run.
Ah, yes. All right.
Sing.
Sing? Oh, God. All right.
Sing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Put Your Hand, whatever.
Ocean.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the Way by Casey and the Sunshine.
Which Casey?
Casey and the Sunshine.
Yeah, no, I know the group. What's the song again?
That's the way.
Oh, that's the way. I like it. Uh-huh, uh-huh. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Little Freak.
Little Willie.
Chic.
Okay.
Chick, whatever.
Chic, okay. La Freak.
Whichever one is worse. Put it down.
Okay. La Freak by Chic. Sure, you got it. What else you got?
Mm-hmm. Bad, Bad Leroy Brown by Frank Sinatra.
No, that wasn't a hit. You see, this is the deal. They have to be hits. No, they got to be hits. They can't just be things that were released. I can give you the original Jim Croce, but I can't give you Frank Sinatra.
Okay, that'll work.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Ring My Bell.
Anita Ward.
Yep.
Okay.
Crocodile Rock.
Okay. Elton.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You're so vain.
Mm. All right. All right. So, Carly, got it.
Lean on Me.
Lean on Me. Okay. Bill Withers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Did Macarena...
yes, start? It was. It was very big.
Yeah, and very bad. Very mad.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm the seconding, fourthing, whatever, Painted Roses by Anita Bryant.
Okay, good enough. Okay, Paper Roses.
Now, if I could nominate her, yeah.
Right. No, it doesn't work like that. I mean, either that or ABBA would win, you know. But no, it doesn't work like that.
Actually, for me, it would be those three brothers from Australia.
Okay.
Brothers Gibb.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, in any incarnation. Okay, so so we got Anita. What else you got?
Lay, Lady Lay.
Okay.
Tie a Yellow Ribbon.
Ah, yes. Uh huh.
Somebody did. I forgot it. What was the song with Thunder?
That what?
It was an Australian number. It was an Australian number. Thunder, something or other.
I don't know.
I was thinking they were talking about a heart, frankly.
I don't know.
Yeah, me neither, because for a second there I had it, and then we went on with things, and then we went, okay, maybe I'll remember it later.
We need to raise funds to get you a better phone.
Hey, at least I'm using a mic this time.
You should never do that. You talk directly into the phone.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, no speaker phones and no external devices. Yeah, because it really is bad. Okay, what else you got?
Okay. Nobody But Me.
Okay.
You Light Up My Life.
Good.
Who Let the Dogs Out? Arf.
Okay.
Tiny Bubbles.
Oh, okay.
Let Her In.
Okay, John Travolta. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Betty Davis Eyes.
Okay.
Night in White Satin.
Oh, yes.
Yes, I've Been Listening.
Yeah.
Pinball Wizard.
Okay.
Afternoon Delight.
Uh-huh.
All right. Band on the Run.
Uh-huh.
One Way or Another.
Uh-huh.
Hey, Good Looking. What You Got Cooking?
Hank Williams, okay.
Yeah, uh-huh. Or Jimmy Buffett, depending on who's worse.
Well, I'm not sure how high Jimmy Buffett charted with it. And, of course, Hank Williams, wouldn't matter how high. That's one of those standards we would give it to you.
Please Come to Boston.
Okay, Dave Loggins.
Mm-hmm. Tequila Sunrise by the Eagles.
Okay.
The Circle Is Small by Gordon Lightfoot.
Okay.
Yes, I admitted to a Gordon Lightfoot I don't like, and I can't find the one that I really hate.
Wouldn't that be all of them?
No.
No, you actually have some you like. Now, that's interesting.
Yeah, I will not second, fourth, or whatever, Record of the Yosemite Fisher Earl.
You like that, do you?
That's the top of my guilty pleasures.
Well, see, that's the thing. That's why I say they're the world's worst hit record. So for everyone that the majority of us might hate, more people went out and bought this thing. But yes, he's good old Gordon been charting since 1961. So there's an entire body of material from which to which to choose. Maybe If You Could Read My Mind, that's one that Talking in Your Sleep, his version of Me and Bobby McGee. Oh, God help us. I'm trying to see, because you say there was another one by him you hated. I'm trying to think of what else might have been a big enough hit to get your attention. A Carefree Highway, that was pretty awful. Sundown. What else?
I was listening to that one tonight, and it was like, I wasn't in a mediocre mood about it.
Okay.
You know, maybe if I listen to it tomorrow, maybe I'll say it tomorrow.
Okay.
But not tonight.
Rainy Day People. Yeah, what else? So very, very well. We'll leave it at that. If you think of more by Gordon, by all means, let us know. What else? Or have we come to the end of the road?
Down to Earth. Down to Earth by Jimmy Buffett.
Okay. I'll look it up. See how high that charted. All right.
Yeah. Let's see. Where's the rest of them, I think. Where'd it go? That's not it.
I see you make your list the same way I tabulate the votes. That's why I've got Carol. Yeah, I write them down on things.
Yeah, and Harlem Nocturne is not, right?
Oh, Harlem Nocturne. Which version?
I don't know. This was
the hit.
You guys were talking about it 6 months ago.
The hit was the Viscounts. So we'll go with it. We'll just go with that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else you got?
Opalala, Walk in the Forest.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, those were question marks. It was in the same conversation that was going on.
Don't
and I was making, taking notes.
What else you got? All right. Well, if you make another list, you can, you know, you got tomorrow night, and you can always call back when you've got them all together. All right. Fine start, though. Very fine start.
Pollution by Tom Lehrer?
No, that, well, Pollution was actually released as a single, but it did not chart high enough to be considered a hit. I thought that was a wonderful record, by the way. But anyway, it was not a big enough hit. And, of course, the flip side, Who's Next, was also a fine Tom Lehrer song. But, yes, Pollution. If you visit American City, you will find it very pretty. Just two things of which you must beware. Don't drink the water and don't breathe the air. Right. All right. Well, I'm going to write it down anyway, because if it charted, you know, if it charted in the top 40 of the Hot 100, we'll count it. But I don't think it did.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Good choices.
Okay, darling.
All right.
Yeah,
thanks.
I was listening and keeping notes, and I haven't gone through everybody's firsts, so I will be doing that tomorrow afternoon.
All right. Well, thank you for your dedication to the project.
You're welcome, darling.
All right,
hopefully that broke. Hopefully that broke the
I don't know.
The logjam.
Yeah, I don't know. There were a couple that
unless
I
made another one.
Yeah, no, there are a couple that I'm hopeful about, but I'm not sure. All right, thanks, appreciate it. All right, so there you have it. And yes, you can vote by email. I don't advise it because I tend to lose the emails. But when I don't lose the emails, I forward them to Carol. All right, so what do we have? We got more votes. I can see this. Robert is in Mitchell, Indiana. Welcome back to WGN Radio. What you got for me? Robert has left us. Robert has left the building. Probably a wise move, but if you think about it and want to call us back, we'd love to hear from you. Steve is in Milwaukee. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, I love your show.
Thank you.
I have four selections for you, and then I wanted to ask you a question about your illustrious broadcast career, if I could.
Oh, good. All right, let's hear them.
All right. Claire by Gilbert O'Sullivan.
Okay, very good. What else?
Loving You, Minnie Riperton.
Okay.
Indian Reservation, The Raiders.
Okay.
Great. The original was a great song, but the Raiders version stinks.
Okay, well, we'll get rid of Don Farden and go with the Raiders, okay.
What else? Old Babe, Hurricane Smith.
Oh, fine. All right. So what do you want to know?
Well, and all your radio travels, did you ever work in Milwaukee?
I never did. I almost did. I almost went to TMJ. But that was about the time I went to ROK. The reality is Rockford paid more.
That was a great station. I remember that station.
Yeah.
You know, I grew up in Eastern Iowa. I went to the Iowa School for the Blind, and we used to listen to KLWW in Cedar Rapids or KWWL in Waterloo.
Sure.
And they were both owned by Black Hawk Broadcasting and a very successful attorney, Robert Buckmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell in love with the call letters WWL from New Orleans.
Yeah.
So he wanted to name his station KWWL.
Yeah.
I thought it was kind of neat.
Yeah, absolutely. And he and Black Hawk, of course, I remember that company well. Two words, Black Hawk. And he was Broadcaster of the Year on the Iowa Broadcasters Association. He was a big deal, Robert Buckmaster.
Well, he was kind of ahead of his time because they used to have a Sunday night show on Channel 7 called Broadcasting and You.
Yes, hang on
a minute.
Hang on a minute. Don't go away. I gotta do the half-hour news, and okay. We'll come back and talk about Robert and more on WGN Radio. Version of Smooth Operator, Sade, and that was Jack in St. Charles' request. He said, play Smooth Operator by Sade, and also play it by Sarah Vaughan. Different song, obviously, but we will next. You'll hear Sarah next. But in the meantime, we were talking with Steve in Milwaukee about Black Hawk Broadcasting. And, you know, interesting, Robert Buckmaster is really the guy who improved that company in terms of technical facilities. But the real guy, as you probably know, was R.J. McElroy. And he owned
that's right.
It, right?
Yep.
He signed it on. And what was interesting is that he was like a high school dropout, if he even got that far, and wound up as a sales guy at WMT and was, you know, one of these real slick, good-looking sales guys who was very good at what he did. He was wonderful at sales, but he was truly lousy at management. Now, one of the things that really, well, there's no other way to say it. He just wouldn't upgrade equipment. You know, it was the bottom. Can't you fix it? Whatever it was. But you'll remember, probably not firsthand, but you'll certainly remember reading about it, the deal with the FCC, and they made one VHF television license available to Waterloo. And so here's RJ and KWWL, and he's applying for it. Well, so is KXEL. And Joe Dumond, he had all sorts of resources, but he made some critical errors. Firstly, Dumond was so convinced he'd get this license that he constructed the television station before he had it. All right, which is, you know, the FCC hates that. And then he was trying to intimidate local businesses to just boycott KWWL to pressure McElroy to withdraw his application. Well, McElroy's sales manager, a guy by the name of Mead, I forget his first name, but anyway, He had a recording. Now remember, this is 1952, so he had somehow a recording of Joe Dumond, advocating the boycott and everything else. And so Du Moines had to, pull his license, and McElroy, of course, sued him, said, "I'll pull the license if you drop your lawsuit." And that's how KWWL got the station, which went on in 1953 as a Dumont affiliate and then became, of course, NBC. So it was an interesting story. Also, RJ died very young, and that's how Buckmaster, who I think was a friend of his and a local businessman, might have been a lawyer, I think, who had invested. And so the family went ahead and had him run it. He was by no means the sole owner. In fact, when Black Hawk sold everything, and I mean everything, television, radio, their other businesses, Affleck bought it for $47 million. And that money went into trust. And ultimately, that R.J. McElroy, or Ralph J. McElroy is probably the way it's worded, trust is still handing out scholarships to this day.
Yeah, I know they've done a lot of donations and charity in the Waterloo area.
Yeah, and still have the funds to do it. So, yeah.
Well, he certainly left a lasting legacy.
Oh, sure.
As a child of the 60s and the 70s, I loved AM Top 40 Radio, and those are the stations I remember.
Sure.
And then, of course, WDBQ in Dubuque, that was my hometown.
Okay.
But they were 1,000 watts a day and 250 at night.
Mm-hmm.
And my mom would put me on the bus to go back to the Braille school on Sunday night, and they'd fade out after 15 minutes, you know.
Yeah, that was at 1490, right? 1490 a.m.
You got it.
Little class four.
So
yeah.
I'm on my little radio up to the window on the bus, and they fade out in 15 minutes. And, for an 8-year-old, that's a sad feeling when your favorite radio station fades out.
Well, but the beauty of it was, and I'm sure you discovered it shortly after that, is if you stayed up at night, man, the ionosphere layer was your friend, and the things that you could pick up at night on a.m. was just marvelous.
Yeah, do you remember, speaking of late night on AM, KAAY in Little Rock
had
a thing called Beaker Street?
Yes, they were so famous for that. Absolutely. And KAAY had a great little signal. And that started in 66. That was Clyde Clifford was the guy, Clyde Clifford, and Beaker Street.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, and so, like I said, it started like in late 66, but the interesting thing is that it was so, off the wall that people in Des Moines used to listen to this because they'd hear the Firesign Theater or later Dr. Demento, and it was a big deal. And of course, in 1974, they moved it to FM. But sorry to say, but
I saw a YouTube video in which they mentioned that when Clyde Clifford would speak between records, there was a psychedelic background sound. Mm-hmm. It was actually the fan of their transmitter.
Well, it could have been because they absolutely did broadcast from that transmitter at night, because they had the kind of wattage where basically if you had to have somebody on duty, a first phone and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I don't know if Clyde Clifford took his name. Lynn Broadcasting owned it at the time, as you probably know.
Right.
And the controller for Lynn was Clyde Clifford. And we know that the controller for Lynn was not the guy on Beaker Street. And the guy who took the name, I think his real name was something like Dale Scheidenschwartz or something. Something along those lines. Yeah, I'm not making that up. I'm sure you could look it up. It's probably online. But it was a name like that where you say, you got to be. So he says, "I'm Clyde Clifford," and so that was kind of funny. But they would have these background sounds, which were, supposed to be psychedelic, but they were really masking the transmitter noise. And that transmitter was in Wrightsville, I think. But anyway, in the day they were in downtown Little Rock, but at night they were in Wrightsville. And so that way the guy on duty could serve as the engineer. And that was not uncommon. In fact, in some markets, even the morning drive guy is, depending on when the pattern change occurred. Absolutely. I remember Beaker Street. It was not my kind of stuff. You're talking about acid rock and stuff like that, but it was an interesting effort, to say the least. And KWY was a great top 40 station other than that.
Yes, they were. It was a great time to listen to AM top 40 radio, and I'm just glad I was able to grow up during that time period. I loved every second of it.
Oh, yeah. Well, like I've always said, thank God we didn't have the internet in the late 50s and the 60s, because I never would have left my room. I would have just been mesmerized by everything. You know, those streams, you would just have to, like, shove some meat under the door, because I would not have left. There was just so many things. And to this day, you know, you can hear some air checks occasionally, especially of the well-known people. But for the most part, most of that stuff is lost to history. And it was just a wonderful time.
Did you ever see the movie Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
No, unfortunately, I've seen about 5 movies in my life. I'm not a movie person.
Oh, okay. Well, it's a Quentin Tarantino movie, but throughout the movie, they're driving around L.A. Uh-huh. listening to the real Don Steele on KHJ.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know how he got this air check, but it just...
They weren't air checks. They were not air checks. Steele got paid to do that. I'm well aware of that. Yes.
Okay.
It sounded like the thing
from the 60s.
Sure it did.
Stuff.
Sure it does. There are a few movies like that where it sounds like you're listening to 60s Top 40 radio, and in almost all cases, it was a recreation for the movie. But I used to work for Watermark, and before they became Watermark, they had Increase Records, and they put out that Cruisin' series. And, man, they laughed at me because I thought the Cruisin' series were air checks. And they just thought that this was the funniest damn thing ever. And they told me what they had to do to remake every one of those, you know, jocks in the original Cruisin' series. And for B. Mitchell Reed, who had gone from, you know, motor mouth at WMCA to laid-back AOR guy at KLOS, and before that, he, of course, had been at KFWB, they literally had to drug him to get the performance they wanted. And so,
oh my God.
Yeah, when he died of a heart attack years later, I remember saying to Tom Rounds, "You killed him!" But of course he didn't. But even all of the Cruisin' was recreations.
You've got the best stories. That's fantastic stuff.
Well, it's good to hear from you, and I hope you call again.
I will. Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And yeah, sad that Tom Rounds is now dead many years. Gosh, I tell you, I'm the last living person in many of my circles. This is not a good sign. We will pick it up. We've got Cindy. We've got Marty. We've got Anita, Lori, and Dave. And let me release Steve's line so there is one available for you on WGN Radio.
A smooth operator. Uh-huh. You're a cool sweet potato.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss me, baby, don't make me wait. Hug me, honey, don't hesitate. Take my heart and don't give it back. A smooth operator.
Uh-huh.
You're a gone alligator.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, tell me, baby, what you gonna do? You got me sighing, got me wishing for you. But I'm here to tell you. Percy, now cut that out. You're a smooth operator. Ooh, you're the end. A butter grater.
Oh, yeah.
When you kiss me, baby, my toenails curl. And I'm so glad just to be your girl. I'd be happy in a one-room shack.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James, and that is Sarah Vaughan's Smooth Operator, 1959 on Mercury. And yeah, that was a hit. I think it's on her greatest hits albums as well. But that was a single. And yeah, Mercy, Mr. Percy. All right, nice reference. 888-876-5593. Now, before we do another thing, because I'll forget about it if I don't, I couldn't find an Ian Whitcomb air check from KRLA, but yes, 20 years later, I found one from KROQ, and I won't belabor it for long, but this is for Fran.
Wakey wake! Ha!
Yes, indeed. I hope I will wakey wake today. This is yours truly, Ian Whitcomb here, because I was up at 2 a.m. recording a new album for your delectation. The Larry Woodside Party is just leaving, about 200 of them. Chris Chaos is here, Beefy is here, I'm here with a whole crate load of records ranging from ragtime to the very, very current new wave, rock and roll and what have you. But let's start off with Flanagan and Alan from Britain with a song called Hey Neighbor. Nice good morning song.
Hey, all right, well, I won't put Hey Neighbor on you. But anyhow, there you go. So, yeah, I wish I could find some of the earlier stuff. But, yes, Ian Whitcomb. And sadly, he's been dead a long time now. And he had a stroke and then lived like another 8 or 9 years and then died. And, yeah, rest in peace, Ian. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-RALEIGH. And Anita's in Beloit. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Anita.
Oh, hi. Hang on, please. Mm-hmm. All righty. Hi. I have that conversation you had with that gentleman.
Yeah.
That was extremely interesting.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. You are just a world of information. And, you know, talking about the KAAY Little Rock.
Oh, yeah.
I used to listen to that every Friday night when
mm-hmm.
I was a teenager.
I'm not surprised.
I would sit in my room, close that door, and I'd turn that on, boy, a Little Rock would come in, and I would just listen to, they had like a mystery theater on
mm-hmm.
there, and I would just listen to that every Friday night, and it was like, God, I just loved that space, and it was wonderful.
Wonderful
and
signal.
Like, God,
absolutely
God.
Wonderful signal.
Yeah. It was wonderful. It was just a wonderful, I did, I loved that station, too.
Yeah.
But anyway, okay, I have some worse songs for
okay,
you.
What you got?
Okay. I have The Telephone Man.
Oh, yes. Wilson. Mary Wilson, yes.
Yeah, it's an awful song.
Yeah.
Hey, baby, I'm the telephone man.
You know, before she died, she actually did an updated version about the internet man.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
I'm going to join with the group and say Achy Breaky Heart by Billy Cyrus.
Okay.
I don't know if this charted or not, but the song Short People by Randy Newman.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sorry to say it was a hit.
Yeah. Who Let the Dogs Out?
Ah, yeah, the Baja Men are coming on strong. All right.
Woof.
Yeah.
Woof, woof. Yeah. Another song I absolutely hate, and it's mostly because of the lyrics. I don't think people realize the lyrics of this song. Boom, Boom, Out Goes the Light by Pat Travis.
I don't even know this record, I don't think.
Oh, well, you can give it a listen. You can read the lyrics, too.
Okay. And this was a hit?
It's about a guy who wants to... Yeah, everybody likes it because it's, you know, it's the guy on stage goes boom, boom, and everybody out in the audience goes, oh, go the lights! And it's like, I don't think they understand what he's saying. It's about abuse.
Yeah, it is. I think that was originally Lil Walter, but I don't think it was a hit. But it was redone.
Okay.
It was redone. So now I have to find out who redid it. Yeah.
Well, I'm talking about the Pat Travis version.
Okay, that Pat Travers band. Yeah, that's much, much later.
Yeah.
But originally, this was Lil Walter in 1957.
Okay.
He did not write it. Though it was Stanley Lewis who wrote that song, And okay. And by the way, if the man name doesn't sound familiar to you, if you ever listened to any of the old late night shows where they sold all those R&B record packages, you'd hear about Stan the Man in Shreveport, Louisiana, because Stan's Record Shop, Shreveport, Louisiana, that was who he was.
Oh, my gosh.
And,
oh, okay.
Because
I did buy one of those. By
yeah.
The way.
Well, there you are. So that'd be Stan Lewis, and he had a deal with Chess and a bunch of other labels that didn't have good national distribution, like Atlantic or Specialty, and he promoted a lot of that stuff. But that's little Walter, and I certainly know that record, but I'm pretty sure that wasn't a hit. But Pat Travers, well, you may be absolutely right. Yeah. I'll have to look at that.
Yeah, the Pat Travers Band, that's the one I'm talking
okay.
about.
Okay, all right, got to see if that was a hit, all right.
I don't like that song at all. I have a friend who sends me that all the time, and he sends it to me because he likes the Boom Boom Out Go the Lights part of it,
yeah.
And I'm like, I just don't even listen to it. I just delete that message. It's like, I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah.
Here's another one. Somebody else mentioned this tonight. I'm Too Sexy.
Oh, right. Right Said Fred.
Right,
yes.
Said Fred.
Yes,
yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely. Don't like that one either. It's like that's one of the stupidest songs I've ever heard.
Oh, yeah. Now, you've probably never heard this, but it's along the lines of Boom Boom. It was called He Hit Me and It Felt Like a Kiss. And this record was actually released, believe it or not. And what was the story behind that was when Carole King and Jerry Goffin had small children, Little Eva was their babysitter. And unfortunately, Little Eva was very often abused. And she explained to Carole one day, no, it's okay. It proves he loves me. And so they wrote, you know, he hit me and it felt like a kiss. And Phil Spector produced it. Of course, you'd figure it would, right? They were doing it to basically pan the concept. But of course, radio stations looked at that title and said, no way. Same kind of thing with Boom Boom. But
he's talking about, when he says Boom Boom, he's talking about a gun.
Okay, yeah.
He wants to shoot this woman, and he's going, boom, boom.
Right.
Out go the lights.
Yeah.
And I'm like, don't you people understand what he's saying?
Yeah. Oh,
and it's like,
yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's like, no, I don't like that song. I hate that song. Okay, don't like it.
You know, that's so over the top, you'd hope that nobody was taking it seriously.
Yeah, I don't think they were, but they just liked the out go the lights.
That's interesting.
Boom, boom, and they'd go, out go the lights. And it's like, okay, that's great, but the song is horrible.
You know, it sounds... So, I'm gonna look for the Pat Travers version right now. Don't go away. Stay right where you are.
All right.
Let's see how we did with Little Walter. In the meantime, we'll see how the world is doing with the news on WGN Radio.
No kidding, I'm ready to fight. I've been looking for my baby all night. If I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light. I thought I'd treat my baby fair. Now she's getting all in my hair. And if I get her in my sight, boom, boom, out go the light.
For supper time lyrics, but the Little Walter version I thought was pretty redeeming all the way around. But Anita in Beloit pointed out the Pat Travers version. I played a little of that Pat Travers, Anita, and it was one of the worst things I ever heard.
Yeah.
Maybe fortunately, it wasn't a hit. Nationally in 1979, it was on the charts for 7 weeks and got to number 56 before stalling out.
Oh, amen.
Yeah. Yeah, but the Little Walter version never charted at all, and 57 was a big year for him and nothing. So I guess nobody played it except John Ara on WLAC.
Yeah, I guess spousal abuse or whatever was not a big thing. Amen. I'm glad.
Well, you know, there were so many on the R&Bs. One of the best is version of "There Is Something on Your Mind" by Bobby Marchand. You know, where just when you make it up in your mind, forgive it, here come another one of your best friends through the door. And meanwhile, he kills, you know, oh yeah, it's just, but it's such a farce, you would think. Nobody believes this, but you know, you're right. It was it's a horrible social statement. And unfortunately, the Pat Travers didn't have any, that I heard, any redeeming value to it.
No, he didn't.
Well, what do you get? He was from Toronto. What do you get? But
oh, don't tell that guy from Canada that. Okay.
Yeah, boy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I have a couple others.
Good. Here. I'm ready.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm Henry the Eighth. I am.
Yeah. Second verse, same as the first. A little bit louder and a little bit worse. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Hermit.
Yes.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
The Safety Dance by Men Without Hats.
Yes.
Yeah. That one. Okay. And the last one I have is Popcorn. It's actually an instrumental by Gershon Kingsley. My girlfriend loves this song, and I hate it. And every time she plays it, I grin through it, and I actually just grit my teeth.
Yeah, I don't think that was the hit act of it. But Gershon Kingsley certainly did it. But I think, and he actually wrote it, I'm sorry to say, but somebody else charted, Hot Butter, that was it, Hot Butter charted it.
Hot Butter.
Yeah, that's who had the hit in America. But nonetheless, that was Kingsley's song, so with your permission, we'll use the Hot Butter version since it was a hit.
That's fine, because that's what she called it, Hot Butter, Butter Popcorn, and I was like, okay, and she said, I could listen to that all night. And I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm sitting there, how about we listen to something different? Do you like his music? And then, like, I think we should listen to something else. How about we listen to something else? Like, oh, God.
Yeah. Well, maybe if you're following the Better Living Through Chemistry plan, maybe if your mind is otherwise altered, this would be acceptable. I'm not sure.
Yeah, she just thinks that's just the best, and I'm like, oh, honey, I don't think so.
Yes.
I can't wait to go home.
Yeah, right, yes, no more music to moog by, you know.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I'm over her house, and we're playing whatever, Scrabble or whatever the hell we're playing, and she turns on this, and I'm like, oh, God, how about some country? Come on, put on some country or something, okay? Listen to some country music. It's good. And she's like, okay. I'm like, oh, thank God.
Did she have the entire Gershon Kingsley album music to moog by?
I think she has an album, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So
it
have an album.
It went downhill from there. You know, the Muppets covered it. That probably tells you everything you need to know.
Oh, God. Okay.
Yeah, good choice.
She's got it on a CD, and she said sometimes she just puts it on the CD in her room and it puts her to sleep.
Okay, well, perhaps she should be checked. No, I don't know what to say.
I'm like, okay.
Yes. All righty then.
I'm like, don't bring that over to my house because you're going to be sleeping out in the car.
Yeah, right, really. You don't want to ask her what else she likes.
You can take that and play that in your car because you ain't bringing it into my house.
Oh, God. Yeah. You really want to say, what other songs do you really like? To find out, you know, is this just a one-off or is this part of a whole, you know, syndrome here?
Yeah, it's like, oh, my God. And it's like, no, I can't do that song. I'm sorry.
Understood. Absolutely. A good choice. Well, considered added, and thank you for calling Anita.
Okay. Right, well,
thanks.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay, so, have a nice Thanksgiving.
You too. I'll be right here.
Okay, bye-bye.
Yes, that's right. Playing back the world's worst hit records as voted on by you, 2024 style. Now, what are we doing? Oh, Gary in Austin. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh. And about Pat Travers. That was a big AOR hit back in the day.
See, another reason not to listen to that format. Yeah.
But I remember having to endure that song from time to time back, I guess 79 or 80, somewhere around
there. Yeah, and you know, when I listen to that, it's just terrible by Pat Travers. And the little Walter, at least, you know, some nice harmonica work and all that. I mean, so different.
Yeah, I like that, the little Walter version of that.
Yeah.
I'd never heard that before, but that's one of the great things about your show is there's a lot of stuff you play that I've not heard. And I'm like, oh, that's really good.
Well, you know, it's interesting because it's just the opposite for me. I never heard of the Pat Travers Band.
count your blessings.
Yes, I realize that now. Yeah, seems apparent.
You know, if things are going bad for you, just think about the Pat Travers version and day will brighten right up. You know?
Exactly. Yes, knowing that I'll never have to play it. Yes.
Yeah, that's true. And talking about KAAY, I remember... when I was there in 72, and of course, Clyde Slippard was doing Beaker Street,
right.
But I think they had an old time radio hour
on Friday nights.
I didn't know if they did it during the rest of the week.
I don't think so.
Or not. But I talked to one of the later hosts of that show, and he was a friend of a friend of mine, and mm-hmm. he was telling me about running it from the transmitter
site
and
right.
All that, and the fan or I guess it was a tape loop or whatever it was that they would run to mask the fan. But I was really, maybe it's because the stations I'd grown up listening to, but I was never all that impressed with KAAY. And I know if you live out in the rural areas and that's the only rock and roll you got, it's what you got. But I could never get used to the religious programming going during after, you know, from 6:30 to 8 at night.
Right, because they'd sell it, obviously. Yeah, they parted. It was a Lynn station, and it sounded like other Lynn stations to a good degree. But sure, if you're in a situation where you're, you know, I mean, Dallas, my God, you got world-class radio, K-Box and, of course, Cliff and everything else. But, you know, even think about it, it's commonplace later, but what KAAY was doing with Beaker Street just wasn't being heard in many places.
Yeah, and in Little Rock, there was KLAZ 98.5 came on when I was there. So that was cool to hear that station actually new sign on.
Right, that was the early 70s, though, right?
Yeah, that was 72 when that came on, and they hired Clyde Clifford.
Okay.
And I don't remember what shift he did. I don't think he did morning drive there.
Interesting.
But they hired him, and then KAAY hired, I can't remember who the second host of Beaker Street was, but you know, a lot of people love that show, and I can see why. I remember hearing Black Oak, Arkansas commercials on there, but they were always on tour. And,
right.
They were.
Right. I think what they wound up doing, if I'm not mistaken, was the people who replaced them, and I say people plural because I think they used an in-house name. I think Ken Knight was the in-house name, but it wasn't just one person.
Yeah, that was the name of the person I talked to using. I think they might have had, but I'm not sure, somebody named John Diamond that uh-huh. might have done it when Clyde Clifford left, but I don't remember, and anybody I know from then who could tell me is no longer able to tell me because
they're no longer.
I'll have to wait and find out when I cross over.
Right on the other side. I think the last guy who did anything was Don Payne, but I'm pretty sure there were more than one Ken Knights. It was kind of like Johnny Midnight, one of those names. It was a house name. But, you know, in 66 when they were doing it, it was really avant-garde. But within a couple of years, you know, within a couple of years, Top 40 really had a horrible problem because, you know, here on the one hand, you've got all these teeny bopper records, you know, Jelly Jungles of the world, where if you want to appeal to, you know, the 9 to 11 crowd, it's pretty easy to do. But when you're trying to get people who are, you know, older than the sixth grade, you started to have a lot of stations that started to experiment late at night with album rock. And it was funny to listen to on some of these top 40 stations in terms of what they would pick to play. But I was hearing a lot of that. And then as a group, stations seemed to, in some markets in that period of time, the latter 60s, be going harder and whiter, or they were going softer and blacker. You know, so depending on where you were, you heard some really great Motown product and other soft soul that was just wonderful. Or, you know, you heard seven records by Steppenwolf, you know, things like that.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So, but at the beginning, I don't know what caused them at the beginning. There's probably something online that would tell you. But when you think this was 66 when they first did it, you know, what? Who did what to whom? And like I say, I know that Clyde Clifford took his name from the comptroller of Lynn. So I get that.
I think that's funny. I never had heard that part of the story.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I'm telling you, his name was something like Dave Seidenschwartz, something close.
Yeah,
to that.
I've seen what it is. Dale something.
All right.
Or something
like that.
That
sounds about right. But yeah, it's a name that, you know, doesn't normally occur in the English language. And so, so he got it from the controller general was Clyde W. Clifford. I'm surprised he didn't use the W. But now that I think about it, that would have been kind
only
of...
Only if you were doing news.
Right, exactly. Clyde W. Clifford. Yeah, so, but still, when you think about Lynn and, you know, because they were top 40, but they were fairly traditional Fred Gregg's company, you know, Louisville, Indianapolis, Nashville, only they never got one of the markets. I remember was it Indianapolis? They never got a station. But anyhow, convincing them in 66, we're going to use space music between the songs, you know. We're gonna play some things that you know, nobody's ever heard before, you know, because really, it's my understanding that Beaker Street came from the concept of acid rock, but I still kind of find that a little hard to believe because in 66, I don't think people were thinking that way.
Yeah, I think that was just, I think it was just before that.
Yes,
you know,
yes.
Just after 66,
yes.
Maybe 67. I remember when KVIL FM was top 40 back then.
Yes.
Oh, and they had the psychedelic hour from 9 to 10 at night.
Well, even on the AM. Remember when Rabbit was on the AM when they had that, of course, you couldn't see it. Of course, I understand that. But they had the building downtown in Dallas with that kind of triangle deal and where you could.
You used to call it Triangle Point.
Right. Yeah. And you could see, and, you know, it was like glass windows. They were like on the second floor. And Rabbit put these speakers in the windows. And I remember the song that displayed the speakers better than anything else was the Lemon Pipers' Green Tambourine. And if you ever wondered why he played that so much, it's because it looked good while you were driving by on Commerce, you know. But so they were doing that kind of stuff for sure. But still, Little Rock, I hope somebody's written about that, because you think about it, Little Rock 1966, acid rock, I want to know a little more.
Yeah, but and KAY never... didn't play a lot of soul when I was there.
No, they were pretty white.
I never heard them play Me and Mrs. Jones or My Ding-a-Ling. If I wanted to hear those songs, I'd have to listen to 103.7, which was doing solid gold rock and roll. So,
yeah,
and then, of course, there were two soul stations there.
They were kind of whiter than the whitest white men. I would agree with that.
Yeah.
Their signal was intriguing, because not only you could hear it, you know, in Dallas and things like that, but people in Havana, Cuba could hear it. And they got a big fan club of Havana, because back then, I don't know if it's still true, but the communist government there wouldn't allow more than like an hour of English, pro-English language songs.
Yeah.
And so that was one of the stations QAM did as well, got in there. But KAY was a big hit in Havana.
But you didn't really hear them in Dallas much because of KRLD, but
right.
Unless they forgot to cut their power back.
Right.
But
or depending where you were, you know, depending where in the Metroplex you were. There were some places where, you would actually.
I mean, you could tell they were there, but they weren't really listenable.
Right.
But I remember KLIF had, they had the mics on top of that building, and every now and then they would run them, and especially during Texas OU weekend, they would do all sorts of stuff with, what are the Oklahoma City stations? I think it was WKY, maybe.
Right. Well, that was the big one, you know. Everybody kind of remember. Yeah, everybody remembers Coma, but Coma was always second to WKY. Even early on, there was talk in stores about, should we go country in Oklahoma City? They actually were talking about it. But WKY really had it, you know. Not that
Coma. They weren't flashy, but.
No, but they were just solid.
Yeah. Yeah, and they had a good signal throughout the state, too. So you could hear them just about everywhere in Oklahoma. But I like those commercials that KMA had for these various bands.
Right.
You know, Spider and the Crabs are coming to your town. And in the McCook, Nebraska. I don't know.
And of course, that was basically the side hustle for the jocks, all those hops. You know, it wasn't unusual. There'd be multiple hops over any weekend. So, sure.
But they'd be going, like, various bands would be playing in Fargo or someplace.
Yeah.
Bought a lot of time on KOMA at night because people in Fargo were listening to them. So they would go to those shows of whoever those, bands were.
Right. Sure. It was a great signal for that. So, yeah.
And, and I got some votes, too.
Oh, good. So. Even better. Let's hear what you got.
And Fran has been meaning to mention this one. So she told me, you better mention this or I'm going to throw a thing of barbecue at you.
Oh, no. As long as you catch it with your mouth.
right. Hey, Paul. Hey, Paula.
Oh, yes. Paul and Paula. Okay.
Yeah, how can we?
Yeah, and Major then, Bill Smith.
And then Hey Baby by Bruce Chanel.
Really? Okay.
Wow. I just don't like that guy's voice. I don't know.
Oh, I've got a number of records by him, so if you don't like that, I can get much worse.
Yeah, you probably could.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be yearning for Hey Baby by the time I'm done.
Yeah. Okay.
What else
you got? I can take it. I'm tough.
Yeah.
I've had to hear the Four Seasons over the years.
Oh,
Late December 1963 by the Four Seasons, speaking of them.
Okay.
And put your hand in the hand of a man.
Oh, God. From Galilee. Yes. Okay.
Ocean. Yeah. All I'm right. Getting sick thinking about that song.
Blame you.
And I think that's about it.
Well, it's all good choices. But, all fine, fine choices.
Well,
yes.
Thank you.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. I don't know if you've interrupted any ties. Carol will determine, but if not, tomorrow night's the night. All right, thanks.
Yeah, well, hopefully, if need be, I'll call back tomorrow night and come up with other ones because there's such a plethora of songs I don't like out there.
Exactly. All of the 70s. All right, we'll talk to you later. Thanks. Yeah. Appreciate it.
Okay, thanks.
All right, so I think we'll find out what's going on in the world at large and more, and then we'll be back for more of your votes. Cindy, Marty, Mike, Lori, and Dave on WGN Radio.
You know, it's so hard to be in love with someone. It's so hard to be in love with someone that don't love you. And it carries a heavy burden on your heart to know that the someone they love is your very best friend. I tell you, when somebody else is rocking your cradle better than you can rock your cradle yourself, there's only one thing left in this world for you to do. Pack your clothes, turn around, walk slowly out the door, look over your left shoulder, hang your head and say, if you ever think about me, if I ever cross your mind.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Yes, Bobby Marchand will continue there. You know, that record got to number one on the R&B charts, indeed. And, of course, Big J McNeely did There Is Something on Your Mind without the soliloquy. But Bobby Marchand, of course, made it special, shall we say. Yeah, There Is Something on Your Mind Part 2. It was on Fire Records. And even though he spent most of his career in New Orleans and, you know, was the lead singer for Huey Piano Smith and the Clowns and all that kind of stuff, but it was Bobby Robinson at Fire who produced that. All right, so 888-876-5593, 8888-Raleigh. Got a lot of votes, and John said, what are you going to do? Should I keep the calls coming? I said, yeah, if there's a free line, absolutely. So what's going to happen is when the show ends at midnight on WGN, anybody holding, I'll still take your votes, and it'll be on the stream, and they'll count. So 888-876-5593 when a line is available for you. All right, so with that in mind, who's been hanging on for a long time looking at this? I believe Mike in Rapid City. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, I've got a few votes.
Let's hear them.
Okay, Tom T. Hall, I love.
Okay.
Three Dog Night, Jeremiah was a Bullfrog.
Okay, Joy to the World, okay.
Chicago, Beginnings.
Okay.
Cher, It's in His Kiss.
Cher did that? Well, that's a frightening thought.
I was in bookstore the other day, and that was in Overhead Muzak.
I don't think that she charted with it. Of course, Betty Everett had the...
It could be.
Betty Everett had the big hit originally, and then I think the likes of Linda Ronstadt redid it. So if Cher didn't chart with it, will you take the original or Linda?
I kind of like the originals.
I do too. Yes. All right. Yeah. Well, very good. I never knew that Cher even did it. So how about that? That's a frightening thought. I'm looking this up right now. Maybe it was on an album cut.
It wasn't ID'd or anything, but I'm pretty sure I recognized the voice.
Yeah, here we go. 1991. She not only did the Shoop Shoop song on the A side, but the B side was Baby I'm Yours. Peter Asher produced this. Oh, this sounds painful. I don't think it was a hit, but let me look, because if it was, well, let's see. If we got to at least number 50 nationally, we'll count it, but let's see.
Yeah.
I had no idea. 1991, huh? Wonder what possessed her. All right. So what kind of decision would have gone into that? All right, so Cher. No, that's interesting. I guess this says it all. Cher did not chart with anything after 1989, period. How about that?
Yeah.
All right, so didn't chart, but I guess you'll just have to hate it in private. I don't know. All right.
Yeah.
What else you got?
Sultans of Swing.
Oh, okay.
Doctor My Eyes.
Ah, okay.
Rhiannon by Fleetwood Mac.
Yes, yes.
I liked them when they were a British blues band, but for a California pop band, they're meh.
All right. What else you got?
And then the other one I got probably doesn't qualify, but there's a story with it. When I was working construction, we would work down on the reservation and drive down there two and a half, 3 hours one way down there, so I listened to the radio.
Mm-hmm.
A little station down in the panhandle, Nebraska, and I never paid much attention to them. They were just a little local station, you know, the kind. There's bunches of them in the small towns. They sign on at 6 o'clock, and, you know, the funeral reports and the hospital reports and school closings and
absolutely
all that.
Lost dogs, and, you betcha, and the police reports, big yes.
Yep, and mostly country music.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day I turned into it, just going up the dial, and it was like, say, Miles Davis followed by Tex Ritter, followed by Perry Como, followed by Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, that's the AOR format all over the road.
Well, and no talking, no commercials,
mm-hmm.
just the station ID on the hour.
Yeah.
And I thought, what the heck are they doing? Because before they had been, you know, just kind of...
a community station.
Mild country.
Right.
Well, what it was, they... I suspect probably they were sold and changing format. We had one here in town that did that. They played Old Town Road 24/7
right,
for a whole week.
Right, stunting, yes, very common.
Yeah. Anyhow, the one that really struck me was the first song was I Wish You Bluebirds in the Spring by Nat Cole.
Okay.
And it was just, which I'd like to request that sometime.
Okay.
You know, and just a nice sentimental kind of a breakup song, but just impeccably paid by great musicians, classy guys.
Sure.
And then the one followed it was Times 10 Negative. I don't know if that qualifies as a hit. It was God Save the Queen by the Sex Pistols.
Oh, God.
Following, I mean, they just as opposite as it could possibly be.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, that single actually came out in 1977 by the Sex Pistols. I have no idea if it charted, but it certainly came out. On Virgin.
Yeah. I mean, it was talked about, and well, it was like something I read the other day. It's like when a fly gets in your coffee, it attracts comment and attention, but not much pleasure is involved for the the participants or the observers.
Yeah, well, that's interesting about Nat King Cole into the Sex Pistols. All right, well. The Sex Pistols apparently never charted on the Hot 100. They did have an album that charted. It charted at number 106. And that was Never Mind the Bullocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. I think that the song to which you're referring might be on that wonderful album.
I think it probably is.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. So it got all the way to number 106. It bumbled under the top albums chart.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, so I'm pleased to say I've never heard this album, and I'm going to try to keep it that way.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, you're not missing much. If you've seen the picture of him, the guy slouching down the street, you want to sanitize your hands just from seeing it in a magazine.
No, see, I've never seen them, actually. I mean, I've heard of them, obviously, but beyond that, never seen any group photos. So now, of course, I'm looking them up, right? And, all right, well, what can I say? Everybody's got to have a gimmick. And that's apparently theirs. All right. Well, so the first lineup consisted of vocalist Johnny Rotten. Well, and guitarist Steve Jones and Paul Cook and Glenn Matlock. Now, Matlock was replaced by Sid Vicious. All right, so everybody's heard of Johnny Rotten and Sid Vicious, whether we want to or not. So their 1977 single, God Save the Queen, was described, "The monarchy is a fascist regime released to coincide with the celebration for the Queen's Silver Jubilee." How tasteful. And it was promptly banned, probably banned from being played by the BBC, which, of course, making it the most censored record in British history is probably what allowed it to sell. So apparently that album was number one in the UK. Number 106 here, but number one in the UK. Considered seminal development of punk rock. Well, just lovely.
Well, and I think that was kind of the idea of the producer that put them together. And, you know, he would bring the band into the record company and, you know, these guys would, do disgusting things and they'd get thrown out of the record company and their contract would be canceled. But he would cash in on them in the meantime.
Right, right, because there everybody be talking about it then, of course, yes.
Yeah.
I can see that. Now, sadly, Sid Vicious, there was a story about did he murder his girlfriend, but before I even got into finding that out, he died of a heroin overdose, so I don't know if he did murder his girlfriend, so... Anyhow,
they were the exact opposite of a class act.
Well, would you believe that in June of this year, it was announced, and of course they broke up obviously because they were dying. But you know, so they were kind of broken up. But then it was announced in June of this year that Frank Carter would perform with a few of them as the Sex Pistols for two fundraiser concerts in England in August, and a UK tour was scheduled for September. Frank Carter and Paul Cook, Steve Jones, Glenn Matlock of the Sex Pistols do Never Mind the Bullocks was what the tour was called. All right.
Yeah.
Gee, what a shame I missed it, or not. Okay.
Yeah, you didn't miss much.
No, I could read more about what Johnny Rotten said, but I couldn't put it on a commercial radio station, so we'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
All right. Fine choices, wish they were hits, we'd add them in a heartbeat.
Yep.
All right. Thanks. Appreciate it.
Okay. Yes. Thank you.
Okay. So fine show. Like I say, we can't count the Sex Pistols because they didn't chart. Thank God for something. All right, Marty in St. Charles, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hello, Raleigh. How are you?
All right. How about yourself, Marty?
Doing good. Doing good. First off, you were talking about the Betty Everett thing, the Shoop Shoop song, right?
Okay.
Well, according to the book I have, it says that it made it up to the highest position it made with Cher doing it was up to 33.
Well, if it really came out in 1990, I'm looking at the charts right here, and it isn't on it. So I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Now,
was it released in another time by Cher?
It,
and, of course, what then the next thing is what chart?
This is on the Billboard chart.
Well, I'm looking at the Billboard chart.
Billboard,
now. And
it's out of the top off the top 40. That's what I'm reading out of a book I've got.
Well, I'm looking at the Billboard Hot 100 and everything that was ever on the Hot 100. So, what year did it claim this was on the Billboard?
It claimed it came out in early 1991.
Nope, the last chart record Cher had on the Billboard Hot 100. You know what? It might have, now that I think about it, because I think the book that I'm reading is volume one. It probably, if it came out after that, I don't have this in front of me. All right.
Mm.
So it could have. That it could have. It said it got to number 32?
33.
Okay. Yeah. No, the book that I'm reading actually stops at 1989.
Okay.
So,
There's your answer.
Right. 33. Well, I guess
this book I've got... Well, this book I've got shows that she had hits all the way up until 2000. So the book I have says everything up to about 2003.
Yeah, what the Whitburns did is they split the book into two volumes, one and two. One ends at 89, and the other picks up at 90 on. But and I didn't bring that. But in any event, we'll count that as a hit. It goes on the list. Cher.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
The Shoop Shoop
Anyhow,
song. Good.
That wasn't the whole reason I called. It was because of... I wanted to give you some of my turkeys.
Well, and I want to hear them.
Okay. First off, let's start with Ringo, Lauren Green.
Okay. What else?
There's one. How about, here's one by Eddie Murphy, Party All the Time.
Okay.
I'll put in another vote for Achy Breaky Heart.
Okay.
Disco Duck.
Uh-huh.
Let's see here. Afternoon Delight.
Uh-huh.
And the Tiny Tim, Tip Throw Through the Tulip.
Yes.
Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life.
Very good.
A couple others that I haven't heard anybody mention is Ballad of the Green Berets.
Oh, Sergeant Barry Sattler, of course.
Yes, ma'am. And then another one that I've got, Letter In. Somebody mentioned that tonight.
Oh, yes, John Travolta.
Yep, and then another one, The Trashman, Surfing Bird.
Yes, and that's done very well in the past, but not this year so far. All right.
I'm surprised.
Well, yes, I am too.
I'm surprised at that.
Well,
nobody mentioned that one.
Well, we have had somewhat of a younger crowd.
Well, I don't know.
And, you know, we also, I don't think we've gotten one vote yet. I shouldn't say this because now I'll be skewing the list, but I don't think that we have any Papa Umau Mau votes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
Anyhow.
Well, I consider the Surfing Bird by the Trash Man on it. So thank you, thank you. All good choices.
Wonderful.
I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you.
And I'll let some other people make some more votes to the list.
All right, I'm counting on it. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
All right, so, yes, I should have looked. So this is the top singles, first edition, volume 1955 by 89. Yeah, 90 on, you know, I don't normally look at those, but I do have the other Hot 100 book as well, so in the other studio. Of course, that's, you know, a lot of miles away. All right, so now we're gonna pay a few bills, and then we're gonna come back. And if we do not get to everybody before the show goes off the air, we'll stay on the stream, and I'll take your votes, and then Carol will be able to tabulate them. So there it is on WGN Radio. WGN Radio will forgo with the bumpers because I've only got about 2 minutes of actual airtime. And like I say, everybody who's on hold, all six of you, we will finish your votes. So let's kick it off with who's been hanging on the longest. Laurie in Chicago. So, okay, Laurie, give me your votes. Laurie. Well, I guess that's one less caller. All right, so probably fell asleep. Who would blame her? All right, Dave in Chicago. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, Raleigh, a couple of songs that I found. For the votes, Dave Loggins, Please Come to Boston.
Okay.
That one's sort of been... Yeah. And then another one, I don't know the artist, but real quick, the names were I Would Walk 1,000 Miles, and then another one called What's Going On. Those are the 90s. I don't know. I can't remember the artists. But
okay. I'll have Carol look them up.
Yeah. And then, real quick before I let you go, I'd like to hear maybe you play some of your audio from, like, you're back in the days of radio. Do you have any audio air checks of yourself?
I have a ton of them, but they're not anywhere I can access them right now.
I have
storage throughout the United States of America, and we're talking about combining stuff. So if ever I actually get a tape, I know I've got a composite of all the promos I did in Austin. That's probably a laugh. But anyway, I've got some other stuff as well, yeah, going back over 50 years.
Yeah, it just be neat because everybody WGN, they just stay... Like, they still sound as they did, like, back in the day. It's amazing. There's something about the station, you know.
The wonderful station, you betcha.
It is, yeah.
All right. So. Thanks for calling.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Okay, you take care, Lally.
You too.
Good night.
All right, so let's see what else we've got here. We say goodbye, and we say hello to who's hanging on for longest for votes. I believe that would be Jim in Richmond. All right, Jim.
Hello, Lally.
Hey, Jim.
Is it possible that I can request all the songs that Donna said and second all of them?
See, that's why it's a wonderful poll. For every record somebody hates, there's somebody else who went out and bought it. So do you hate all the ones Donna voted on, or do you like them?
I hate all the ones said.
You
can
hate
I second
them?
Them?
All right, you can. Consider it seconded. Yes.
And could I give you an update, or should I wait till tomorrow?
Call me tomorrow, and we start right after the Blackhawks at about 11 p.m. Central, and I will put you on air as soon as I get on.
Okay, thank you,
Raleigh. All
right,
Raleigh. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so now, on that note, don't go away. Cindy, Jake, Sam, and Mike, I will take your votes off the air in an effort to continue the voting here. And in the meantime, for anybody else, that's a wrap. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls. But above all, I thank you for calling. Tomorrow night, we'll be an hour late, but that'll be the final 2 hours of voting. And I hope you'll call on WGN Radio. All right, now it's just you and me. So, with that in mind, Mike is in Palatine. All right, what do you want to add to the list, Mike?
I'd like to ask the Green Beret song by...
Barry Sadler. Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
Good choice.
And Snoopy and the Red Baron.
Oh, Royal Guardsman, of course.
Yeah, from Ocala. And the... what is it from Pat Boone that has one, or I get the wrong Boone?
Oh, there's many. Are you talking about Debbie Boone, You Light Up My Life?
Yeah, that's the one.
Okay, yes, that's his daughter. All right, very good. Yeah. Thank you.
And one question.
Yes.
Are you just playing the whole length of the songs?
No, I wouldn't do that to anybody. No. No, that would be cruel and unusual. You know, you just get drops of that, and then you'll also get some extras, you know, drops of whatever else was voted on, and we'll count them down. We'll spend 3 hours doing that. We may tour the honey house. It depends. You know, see the tree, how big it's grown. We may, in fact, you know, go over the Captain and Toenail America, Willis Allen Ramsey, Muskrat Love trilogy. It's hard to say. It'll depend. Okay. Depends how the votes churn out. And I won't know that until Thanksgiving.
No problem. Okay, you have a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks. Appreciate it. All right, so, yeah, and it'll be live Thanksgiving. Don't forget that. All right, so I have Cindy in Chicago on two lines. So I'm assuming Cindy is not on this line. You are not there, are you, Cindy? No, of course you're not. All right, so let me hang up there. And with that in mind, let me say goodbye to Jim in Richmond because we talked to him. And let me, Jake is in Skokie. Welcome back to the
program.
Yes. All right, Jake, what you got?
All right. Okay, got some dog, got some turkeys.
Yes.
Did anybody do paper lace the night that got
off?
Very
good, very good. We'll have you second that. Okay. Good choice.
Okay, pretty much anything by the Carpenters, but I better pick one. So
yeah.
We've only just begun.
Oh, good choice.
Pretty much anything by Bread, but I better pick one. So, Baby, I'm a Want You.
Okay.
Played to Death at Weddings, We Are Family.
Oh, yeah.
Sister Sledge, just because it's played so to death.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then kind of a syrupy song by the New Seekers, I Like to Teach the World to Sing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It almost made me stop drinking Coca-Cola. Yes.
And I got to throw in one of these overplayed Christmas songs. I don't know. I guess Grandma got run over by. They got to be hits.
That was Elmo. Okay. Elmo and Patsy. I'm sorry to say that was a hit.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. Elmo and Patsy.
Yeah.
Yep. Good choice. Yeah.
And then by Phil Collins, Sue Sue Studio.
Oh, yes, absolutely. 1985. Okay.
And then a bubblegum song by the Archies, Sugar Sugar.
Okay.
I don't want to go too hard on the bubblegum because it's really more for kids. But this one was a kid's song, too. So it was about suicide. Terry Jacks.
Oh, Seasons in the Sun, yes.
The Sun did somebody submit that yet?
Oh, yes, and absolutely. That normally is a very big vote getter. I don't know if it will be this year, but I'm glad you voted on it.
Yeah. Okay, good. And then there's a few by Chicago. I guess I'll pick one, If You Leave Me Now.
Okay.
And then Michael Jackson and Paul McCartney's Ebony and Ivory.
Yes, okay. Oh, God.
I got two more.
Yes.
Dance With Me by, I think it was a band called Orleans.
It was, yes, Orleans, Dance absolutely. Yes, yes. Yes, that was, I think, their follow-up, actually. It gets worse with them.
Oh.
Yeah, oh, God, yes. Remember it, remember it well.
And then much earlier in the 60s, at some point in the 60s, See the Tree, How Big It's Grown, Honey.
Absolutely. Honey, Bobby Goldsboro. Yes, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And that's good for, yeah.
All right.
That's
a wonderful list. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to hearing you for part of Thursday night.
Yes, I'll be doing it. Thanks. Good. Yes, that's right. While you're eating turkeys, I'll be playing them. And yes, I got a phone call from a friend yesterday who said, I want to reserve a ticket. I want to buy a ticket for the Honey House tour. And like, oh, God, it's come to this. Yeah, I don't know if we'll do that or not. We might. I've done it. I've done it in years past. God knows. All right. Sam and Gurney, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, thanks, Raleigh. I just have one there, and that is Elvira by the Oak Ridge Boys.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
All right. Have a happy Thanksgiving.
You too. Yeah, My Heart's on Fire for Elvira. That's the way it was originally in the Dallas Frazier song. He wrote it, of course, but the Oak Ridge Boys didn't sing that. All right, they said, My Heart's on Fire. And I wound up getting Dallas Frazier sued. But hey, at least he kept half the royalties. Cindy in Chicago is closing it out tonight. What you got for me, Cindy?
The Seasons in the Sun.
Okay. Very good, Terry Jack.
And that was why I originally called. But that, you know, but that song, pretty much I was a Baptist girl, and when I was a little, you know, like a pre-adolescent, I thought it was like about a deathbed confession, like he was dying of cancer.
Cindy, I can tell you started thinking too much as a child.
I mean, I didn't really think of it like right in front of my mind. It was like in the back of my mind from reading the Bible. It was wine in the song, like, you know, too much wine and stuff. Yeah. But then, anyhow, Delta Dawn, I have some girly songs.
Okay.
You know, that were real terrible. Delta Dawn.
Are we talking Helen Reddy? Are we talking Helen Reddy or Tanya Tucker?
Yeah, Helen Reddy.
Okay.
And then The Night, The Night the Lights Went Down in Georgia. What was her name?
Vicki Lawrence, The Night the Lights Went Out in Georgia. Vicki Lawrence, yes. Sonny Turned It Down for Cher.
And then, what does this say? I wrote it down. Here, in the summertime when the weather was hot.
Mungo Jerry, In the Summertime.
Yeah, that was one of the first songs I heard maybe, you know, like when I was like 6 years old and the windows were open and they were driving by in their little midget cars with the window, with the top down, and that song was blaring. Mm. When I was a little girl. And then this one, you know, this one is really, I hated this song. Mandy by Barry Manilow.
Yeah, okay, all right, very good.
Yeah, that one, you know, when I was in eighth grade, I didn't even know what the song was about.
I thought it was about his dog. I don't know.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And then, yeah, that's what the girl in Girl Scout said. It was about his dog, and I thought she was being nasty.
No, I think it is. I think, I don't know. I don't question the things I hate. I just try not to think of them often.
But then, and Donka Shane.
Okay, Donka Shane is good, yes. That would be Wayne
this
Newton.
This one is the most horrible, the most stupid, Sylvia's Mother.
Oh, okay. Dr. Hook and the Medicine Band. Yes, that was a Shel Silverstein record. Yes, Sylvia's Mother.
Okay. And then someone mentioned this song, but I like this song, Ringing My Bell. You know what that song was about? A teacher wrote that song. It was about ringing her bell on her desk.
Well, all I know is that Anita Ward sang it, and believe me, she wasn't a teacher.
That's what I heard. She was a teacher.
No. Anita Ward was a porno star.
Oh, maybe someone was just joking when they said that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that Anita Ward was an adult actress. I think.
Now, this is terrible to say.
I should verify this because what if she wasn't? But I was pretty sure that she was an adult actress. So, yeah.
And I have two requests.
Well, she won a Best Triple X Award, so that'll tell you something, all right, from Memphis. I'm still looking at Anita Ward here. She won a Triple X Award. I don't think teachers win those. Okay, what you got?
Okay, I don't know if you would play this. This is for my big cousin, Big John Albert. He lived on Lily Lake, Wisconsin. Sign, everywhere, sign.
Okay. Oh, this, by that the way, this, by, yes, Signs, five-man electrical band. This says Anita Ward was not an adult source. Okay. The song was originally written for Stacey Ladisaw. All right. Well, so now I have to find out more about Anita. Sorry, Anita. Okay. All right. So she lives in Fort Worth right now, and as far as I know that she might have won some award, but apparently it's not what I thought. All right. So what else?
And then Slipping and Sliding, Peeping and Hiding by Buddy Holly.
No, it's by Little Richard.
Oh, isn't that by Buddy Holly?
No. That's not the title either. But all right, so we got it.
All right, Little Richard then. All right.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's just that. And then the other thing was I made a pie. I never had a pie like this. My mother didn't really make rich food, but they made it on America's Test Kitchen, and they play with the food. You know, they made the...
Is there a song coming up out of this? Is there a song coming?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. It's a different story.
I'll call
All right.
you about it.
That'll
no.
be good. All right. Thanks. No. Appreciate it. Yeah. Slipping and Sliding, Little Richard. I just, it's a B-side, by the way. The A-side was Long Tall Sally, but I'm going to see if it charted separately as a B-side. All right. Thanks.
Oh, that wasn't one that I hated. That was one I liked.
Oh, all right. Well, see, you got to be specific about that. All right. So no Slipping and Sliding.
I wanted you to play that one, and I wanted you to play Signs, Signs.
You don't want me to play Signs, really. You don't. All right.
I love Signs, Signs. All right. Thank
all right.
you.
Thanks. Appreciate it. Yeah. Maybe I'll play. I don't know. Yeah. It's hard to tell. All right. That is the end of the stream, and that's the end of tonight's request. 2 hours tomorrow night. From 11 until 1 Central. So call then. There are people still calling in now. Don't call now because I'm about to end the stream. But I will absolutely be here bright and surly at 11 p.m. tomorrow. And somewhere in this, here we go. All right. So good night, everybody.